It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC, airing in the New York metro and New Jersey metro area, at of course here at 77 WABC, and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com, and of course on the fantastic 77 WABC app. Yep, week in and week out, you hear me repeat it, but there's a reason why. We're proud of it. Nielsen Ratings has us consistently in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Thank you. That's a testament to you, the great listener of this show. You know that every week we cover such a wide range of industries, professions, all to give you great content to get you ahead in today's business world. And I'm going to keep you in suspense for another minute or so before I get to tonight's amazing guest. Well, first I want to open with some thank yous. Special thank you to my colleagues here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, Rena, Eliana, Hoodie, Srilly, Miriam, Dina, the great team here. Thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, Bink Tank Magazine. Where else? C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, the OG Podcast Network, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and we're going to talk about that tonight. In fact, if we had Brendan, I'm just going to say the first name right now, we had Brendan in studio, this would have turned into a YouTube episode. Maybe we'll do that at another date, and we're certainly going to hear a lot about YouTube tonight. But all episodes are permanently archived at mybradio.com. That's the easiest way to access every single episode we've had, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, going to tonight's amazing guest, Brendan Gahan. Let me just tell you a little bit about him before we put him on. Brendan is the founder and executive VP at Epic Signal, an award-winning social video agency. Brendan is an influencer as well, social media expert, and has helped many Fortune 500 brands such as Starbucks, Pepsi, Amazon Fire, Mountain Dew, Axe, 20th Century Fox. Wow, we have a lot to cover. We're going to cover in tonight's show how to navigate influencer marketing and to grow your business, tips on standing out and creating buzz for your brand, how to create a great content strategy for your brand, and how to develop a community via earned media. With that intro, Brendan Gahan, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Pumped to be here.
Well, first tell me about the awards that you guys won. You know, let's just it's okay. Epic Signal, talk about it a little bit. You've earned it.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a good run. I'm super pumped. We've won a number of, I think in 2017 in particular, we won quite a few. We won 3 pencils at the One Show. I think we won a couple shorties, handful of others. Yeah, we've won quite a few, to be honest. Off the top of my head, I'm not even sure which ones we've won in the past, but there's a handful of them for sure.
You know, we are going to get into the mechanics of social media, but just I want to banter a little bit in the beginning. One of the videos I watched about you is a really great line. Is that you go out to the award show, or there's an event, a promotion you're doing with a client. Let's say it took place over the weekend, but the next day or Monday morning, back right at it.
Yeah.
It's such an important, maybe you could even elaborate on that, because it's so important for people to realize, it's not like, you won the Super Bowl, you won the World Series, and then that's it. You could disappear for 2 months. It's like, right back at it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I remember when I was younger, I mean, in particular, first starting out in advertising, I was like, if only, you think maybe you win a line at Cannes or, you win the big account and then you're like set. And nothing's ever done as an adult. And it's like, it's fun, exciting in the moment. You get there at some point, but you're never coasting. It's always, especially in this business, it's hard, clients come and go. Right. You're always kind of competing with trends, changes in the ecosystem. And it's never like you really get to rest on your laurels or if it's possible, it's not something that I've been able to figure out, that's for sure. But I think that's in large part, you know, a lot of what makes it fun and exciting.
Yeah, so true. In fact, we are going to talk a lot about social media and YouTube, but I just have to ask you, Brendan, another question that, you know, we all of us in the creative space deal with, and that is, you know, you're pitching a creative idea to a client. You know that it's a slam dunk. It's an outrageously creative idea that you just know is going to be effective from your experience, but the client doesn't see it. They don't get it. we're not going to say that you feel like hitting them over the head, like, hello, you know, that's why you hired us, you know. But what's your advice? And I, you know, in the number of interviews I've had with different, you know, heads of agencies, I've always asked this question. They've always gotten creative responses. So I figured, let me ask Brendan as well.
Yeah, that's a great one. I mean, you know, when I was first starting out, and gosh, I keep alluding to when I first started in advertising, I remember I just like pour my heart and soul into every single idea. And, right, you know, I'd be devastated if, you know, that thing I truly believed in, you know, got shot down. And I mean, I think the reality is, you know, you can control yourself. You can't control anyone else. Right. You can control the amount of effort that you put into something. And you know, if you put the best into it, you provided a great rationale, and kind of show them, you know, the how and the why. That's really all you can do. Not everybody is going to agree with you 100% of the time in all aspects of life. And I think the more you kind of accept that, without getting so jaded that you're not trying, that's kind of the healthy balance. It's like, focus on what you can control and do a great job and you know, put a lot of effort into it, but don't, you know, let it be a, you know, total blow to your ego. Because really, if, you know, people just bought 100% of your ideas, you know, like, that's just never going to happen. That's right. Not a reality. And, right, and that's something you've got to accept. And so I think to a certain extent, I've learned to emotionally kind of detach myself at a certain point, and that's probably been a little bit healthier as I've gotten a little bit older and time has gone on.
All right, let's jump into social media. We know there are so many different channels today. Perhaps we could open up by addressing at least the top 3, 4, or 5 social media channels and the strengths of each one individually.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, these days, you know, with most brands we're talking to, it's, you know, the focus is, you know, Facebook and Instagram are probably number one and number two, not necessarily in that order, depends on the brand. Mm-hmm. And then oftentimes it's YouTube or Twitter. And then to a lesser extent, you'll see kind of these, I would say, kind of secondary platforms. So, mm-hmm, you know, maybe they've got a Snapchat play, or they're interested in TikTok, or live streaming like Twitch or YouNow. And I think in terms of the primary ones, the roles they kind of play, and it's going to vary based on kind of your brand, your strategy, your specific needs. But, you know, broad strokes, you know, I think the great thing about both really Facebook and Instagram is, you know, with the amount of data that the, you know, Facebook provides you, and the tie into their ad platform, I mean, you can get so granular in your ad targeting, and that's extremely valuable. So you can speak directly to consumers. You don't need to waste a lot of money, you know, burning up impressions, paying for media that you don't need. Instagram is obviously highly visual. It's great, mm-hmm, for kind of overall engagement as a whole. It's one where you more or less still can kind of get a lot of earned engagement. And then moving on down the list, YouTube, I think, is probably the most underutilized for a lot of brands. It's an incredibly great storytelling platform. I know that's kind of obvious, but like from a video standpoint, you're not capped by any kind of, you know, time slot. Like, you don't need to limit it to 60 seconds, 30 seconds. You can have long form content. And then one of the elements that everybody overlooks is YouTube is the second largest search engine. So people are going on to YouTube and you know, rather than looking up how to's and reading the results, they're watching the results. So, you know, if in any way, shape or form your brand is solving any issues, or people are like, you know, searching up, looking for information around your product, leaning into that kind of like how to, you know, that search behavior is huge. And then naturally Twitter is very much tied to real time and events. You know, if you're activating something at a specific event, more often than not, there's a big, you know, there's a hashtag everybody's using. People are looking at what other people are saying about a specific event. Trends are big. News is big. And you can capitalize on that. And we've had some success in the, you know, with that in the past. But I think it's really important to be, you know, kind of editorialize and curate yourself and look at, hey, do I have permission to kind of play in this space? Do I have a role here? Because oftentimes it's very easy to just feel like, oh, I've got to jump on the next trend. I got to jump on the next, you know, bandwagon and insert myself into some conversation. You know, you see brands all the time getting called out for using hashtags around events, and they're not really adding anything to the conversation, or people don't think they're relevant, so they're kind of being made fun of. And you don't want to be that. You know, that brand that's kind of trying too hard, and so people don't think you're cool, or because then you're just alienating people.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, Twitch is huge with gaming, and you know, it's a live streaming platform. It's becoming much broader these days, but certainly for as far as live video goes, it's a great platform. YouNow, I think, is really interesting, also a live video platform. TikTok is kind of, in a lot of ways, almost the new Vine. The behavior there is somewhat similar. So I kind of went a little bit more than four or five there.
But that's good.
How I see the world, more or less, at the moment.
Hey, listen, you know, we love talking to people that make and set the trends. You know, that's and you are certainly, you know, in that category. Also, just before we go back to some of the other, you know, prepared questions that I have, what would you say about LinkedIn and Pinterest, especially in the business world?
Those are great ones too. Yeah. LinkedIn, I think, is really interesting. I mean, obviously it's great for, kind of professional or B2B. It's kind of, so obviously, yeah, if you're focused on a more professional or audience or B2B crowd, LinkedIn is also really great. Their ad platform is okay. I don't think it's quite as great as Facebook at the moment, but in terms of kind of going after that probably largely higher end audience, it's certainly there. They're doing a lot of interesting things. So you're able to still generate a lot of earned media on LinkedIn in a way that is becoming a lot tougher on a lot of the other platforms out there. I know in just my own experience, I've started messing around with it a little bit because LinkedIn rolled out video.
Right. Right.
You know, I don't know when it was. It was less than a year ago. And you know, you can post stuff there and people are watching it. And so there's a lot of new features kind of being added, and it is playing a little bit more of a broader role than historically it did. It's more of just like kind of a directory of professional contacts and stuff. So I think it's really interesting. And then Pinterest, yeah, I mean, I think if you're going after any kind of, female lifestyle audience, it tends to, you know, kind of have, it definitely has that. And then really anything highly visual, it can be great for. And I know in the past, and this is something that I personally don't have a ton of experience with. A lot of people have been able to use it to drive traffic and sales to their site, you know, just organically as well, you know, as long as they've got a highly visual site. So that can certainly play a role there too.
Folks, my guest this evening is Brendan Gahan, founder and executive VP at Epic Signal. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Brendan Gahan, who took out from his hectic schedule to join us here on Mind Your Business. Before we get back to Brendan, I want to mention a special shout-out to one of the recent winners here at our giveaways that we have just about every week, Kristen Samudakis. I hope I got this right. She won 4 signed books by Stephen Gaffney. That's right. Autographed hardcover books. That was a great show. You can listen to the whole episode by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But congrats, Kristen. And our giveaway tonight is an autographed copy of Sales Differentiation by Lee Sowles. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. 19 powerful strategies to win more deals at the prices you want. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of Sales Differentiation. Good luck. Well, we're back to Brendan. Brendan, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, let's go through, before we get back to the specific platforms, which you gave great insight on, what are some go-to tips when trying to create buzz and attention for a company?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, I think first off, I think the first thing I would say is kind of answer that with another question. It's like, what's the end goal? Because oftentimes, and these are the conversations we often have with our own clients. It's like, you know, a client might come in and say, hey, we're trying to generate buzz. It's like that term can be a little bit nebulous. So I think trying to zero in on what specifically does that look like to you. So what does a win look like? Is buzz to you a ton of blogs covering kind of the campaign? Is it talking about the brand? Is it, you know, a certain number of tweets? Is it a bunch of video views? Are you trying to, you know, get a bunch of people to visit your site or make a purchase? And kind of going that next level deeper is probably the first thing that I would really try and nail down. Because once you've got that goal much more clearly articulated, it's a lot easier to kind of back into it. And oftentimes, as a result, the solution becomes a lot simpler. So, you know, for example, if ultimately, you know, all you're trying to do is say, you know, maybe your audience isn't everyone on the planet, but you're trying to reach a very specific consumer. So kind of, blowing up the internet isn't a necessity for you. In fact, it'd probably be a lot of effort and, you know, it's a lot of uncertainty as to whether or not what you're going to, you know, execute upon is going to go viral, for lack of a better term. So, you know, maybe what you need is a specific consumer to visit your site or make a purchase, in which case maybe paid media is a more cost efficient and surefire solution for you. But so I think that is something to really zero in on. That said, if you are looking to just, you want to blow up the internet and you want to kind of create something that is, quote unquote viral, I think one important thing to think about is, like, you need to stand out, and you're on the internet where everything is.
Right,
I mean, you're competing with the entire internet. You're not competing with your, other brands in the space. You're competing with all the content that's ever been uploaded online. So that's that makes the task really, really difficult. That said, it's not impossible. So what I like to think about is, first, think about the kind of, what you want to do is come up with an idea that is going to generate, like, an emotional response in, like, a physical form. So it's not something that is just going to make you smile a little bit. It's got to be something that's going to make you laugh out loud. So you want to develop something that is so, impactful, it's going to get that level of reaction. And it's okay too to swing to the opposite end of the spectrum and generate anger. In fact, oftentimes anger is one of the best things. Not all brands can tap into that. You want people to love you, but it certainly is something that's incredibly effective. And I'm totally going to blank on the name, but I remember there being a study somebody had done, they looked at all the most shared articles from New York Times, and the ones that made people angry were actually the ones that were being shared at a much higher rate. Mm-hmm. So think about tapping into an emotion and coming up with an idea that's going to really evoke a physical response because it's so impactful. And then the other thing I like to think about is, like, when you're launching, maybe your end goal is a broad, it is everyone. But if you try and make something for everyone, it's not going to go anywhere. So you've got to really think about catering to a core niche community. And I mean really, 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 really niche. Because you want people to latch onto it and feel like it's theirs and generate that initial groundswell. So I think a great example of this is, like, take a look at BuzzFeed headlines. You'll see they're almost like an intersection of, like, three to four criteria, or three to four filters. So it's like, if you're from Nebraska and you were born in the 80s and you're, a woman, do you remember these, things, they'll be very, very specific. So, like, anybody who fits that criteria, it's like, oh my gosh, this list was made for me. And your content kind of needs to kind of be along those same lines when it's first starting out. It's gotta be seeded with an initial audience to kind of get momentum. And then that social proof can kind of build upon itself. And oftentimes, if, for example, we're using a viral video as an example, paying for views, YouTube has a great ad platform paying for views so that there's that social proof, that initial momentum, that often helps. So you really want to, I guess I was kind of rambling, but distilling it a little bit, create something that's going to generate an emotional response, start very, very, very niche with an audience, whether that's planting it with an audience that'll find it relevant, or somehow incorporating it to an audience or messaging to a specific audience, and then generate as much social proof in as short a period as possible. And those three things will help set you up for success in terms of kind of going viral. It's not going to guarantee it by any means. You're competing with the entire internet, but those three things will help.
Let's pivot to influencer marketing. We know how valuable that is today. You have a lot of experience on that. Perhaps you could discuss it. What it is and why it's so powerful.
Sure. Well, at a high level, influencer marketing is working with anybody that's got a, an online following and having them, distribute a brand message. In terms of why it's so important, I think it's because these people are really Influencers are really kind of this triple threat. They are media outlets because they've got a large following. They are talent, they are in front of the camera. And they are content creators and producers. They're making the content. So they're highly efficient. And on top of that, you kind of wrap all this stuff up into, more often than not, a highly credible person. So they're able to create, distribute, and be the face of their content. And they've got that audience because they've built up credibility. So it's pretty impactful. And when you look at, in particular, younger demographics, I mean, 8 of the top 10 most recognizable celebrities amongst teens are YouTube stars. So it's pretty wild the influences, influencers have.
Right. This may seem like a very basic question to some, but there are others that would ask this question. So how important is it to align an influencer that is, that makes sense to your particular brand?
Yeah, I mean, I think nowadays it's incredibly important. I mean, you look at Nike and the success they've had with their athletes. Right. Where would they be without Jordan? I'm guessing they wouldn't be nearly as successful. And, digital stars are not just becoming kind of the same level, but they are already at the same level. I saw recently, when was it? Earlier this year, there was a report I saw that Ninja, the Twitch streamer, was actually getting more mentions in social than any other athlete. And they kind of bracketed him in the study as an athlete because he's an esports athlete. Mm-hmm. He's a gamer. So basically, a guy playing video games is generating more conversation online than anybody else.
Mind-boggling.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's mind-boggling. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think, you kind of got have to look at them through the same lens. And it's not an either-or. It's just now a new part of the media mix, the celebrity mix, your endorsement mix. And, who knows where it's going to go.
Are there certain industries that rely on influencer marketing or that are a better fit for influencers than others?
I think we've seen historically there are certain industries that certainly gravitate towards it and have shown – they've kind of worked out the kinks and are finding a lot of success with it. Makeup, and that's not a space I know particularly well, but it's one that I've seen just outside looking in, just crushing it with influencer marketing. Jeffree Star, who was on Forbes' list of the top 10, highest earning YouTubers. He, has made the bulk of his dollars off of his makeup line. He developed a brand, leveraging his YouTube platform to kind of promote it to his audience, and it's a massive company now, and he's not alone. There have been quite a few. So beauty has been big. Certainly, merchandise has been huge. There are a lot of YouTubers with clothing lines. Once again, kind of going back to that Forbes list, I was looking through it, and all the creators had a at least some sort of a clothing line. The number one person on that Forbes list from 2018 was Ryan's Toys Reviews, a 7-year-old.
Wild story.
Has a toy line.
Wild story. Wild.
Yeah.
And he was providing real content to people. Like he's a kid that loves toys, and he was sharing it with the world. And they're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's kind of endless in a lot of ways when you think about it. It's like if you've got an audience who trusts you, you can sell to them, and more often than not, they're going to be interested in the stuff that you're creating yourself versus, you know, simply promoting a brand. I mean, they're dominating so many categories now. I mean, a lot of YouTubers have done well in you know, books. There have been multiple New York Times bestsellers. A lot of them have, you know, top number one on the iTunes store. A lot of them have had success in film. You know, in 2018, we saw Bo Burnham, you know, write and direct his first movie, Eighth Grade. There was The Fault in Our Stars and a handful of others from John Green. So they're really kind of tapping into a lot of different categories.
My guest this evening is none other than the founder and executive VP of Epic Signal, Brendan Gahan. We're going to go to a commercial break, but before I do, I just want to remind the listeners, our giveaway this week is the book by Lee Souls. We had him on a couple of weeks ago, Sales Differentiation, 19 Powerful Strategies to Win More Deals at the Prices You Want. It's a hardcover autographed copy, real value here. All you have to do is send over a text to 64600, again, actually, MYB, you got to put in those three letters, MYB. Text it over to 64600. Congratulations to our most recent winner, Kristen Samudakis. I certainly hope I got it correctly. She won four autographed copies of the books by Stephen Gaffney, a recent guest here at Mind Your Business. But again, to win the one copy, one lucky listener is going to win this, a hardcover sales differentiation book. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Good luck, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening, Brendan Gahan of Epic Signal. Thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business, Brendan. I know you have crazy schedule. I'm not going to ask you what time you wake up, what time you go to sleep, but I know it's some ungodly hour. Let's dive back in by going straight to YouTube, okay? And you had a great line earlier about storytelling. I guess my first question is, are there any specific tips that you would have for the length of a video on YouTube?
Oh, that's a good one.
I said I might stump you. You know, I mean, you're not going to get stumped,
yeah.
But like, I'm going to ask you the good ones.
No. That's a great one. I mean, I would say as a rule of thumb, you know, 2 to 3 minutes.
Okay.
But it's going to vary so much. If you've got an engaging piece of content, don't limit yourself. And one of the things that YouTube prioritizes above all else is watch time. So if you've got something that you can get people to stick around for longer, go longer.
Great point. And also, you mentioned something earlier that people don't realize. YouTube is the second largest search engine to Google itself. I mean, of course, they're the same company, but it's the second largest search engine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. And people don't capitalize on that enough. And that's something where oftentimes, you know, in working with brands, trying to point out, and, you know, you'll see oftentimes a lot of the popular, you know, user-generated content out there is people kind of answering questions almost on behalf of brands, and it's mind-boggling some of these numbers people are getting.
How does one go about building a YouTube channel? I'm not talking about the mechanics going behind the computer, but I'm saying, how do they make it scale?
Yeah, for sure. Well, there's a great content strategy that YouTube evangelizes, which I'm drinking the Kool-Aid on this.
Okay.
Like, I think it's really smart. It's called Hero Hub and Help. And it's a framework, it's a content framework and a way to think about programming for your channel. So I'll go into that, but I think first, before talking a little bit about that, I think it's important to think about, you know, recognize the fact that, you know, your channel needs to have a unique point of view. So obviously, think about it in terms of what can you bring to the table that's not already out there? How can you make it engaging? How can you make it specific to a niche audience early on? Because, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of channels out there. You need to be specific. You can no longer just do a broad topic like, oh, I'm going to talk about video games. Now, there's literally probably, I mean, gosh, there's probably hundreds of thousands of channels around video games. So think about it in terms of, you know, different filters. What is your unique perspective that you can bring to the table? And then the next thing I'd, you know, kind of encourage people to ask themselves is, what can I do that's sustainable? Because if you're going to be creating a channel, you don't want it to turn into a chore. You'll never do it again. So think about it in terms of what you know, if I had to do this once a week or every day, how can I make it fun? And that, you know, consistency is going to be key in building an audience. So that's something really important to keep in mind. So once you've got that kind of dialed, going to the content strategy, think about things in terms of Hero Hub Help. And breaking it down, it's Hero is, you know, maybe it's you've got a big announcement. If you're a brand, it's like your, you know, new product launch, something that happens very rarely, maybe once or twice a year. Hub is going to be your episodic content. So it's, this is the thing you do, you know, once a week, every day, whatever it is, you know, you decide upon, that's going to be on a set schedule. You've established a very clear format, and all your content is going to live within this kind of format. The executions will change, but the format stays the same. So if you're a cooking show, or if your channel is a cooking channel, you're always going to be a cooking channel. You're not going to change it to be something else. Because ultimately, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. You need people to know you for one thing. If you're too many things, people are going to forget you. So that's the hub piece. Help is, you know, kind of what I was alluding to earlier. Help is all about capitalizing on search. So what terms or, you know, what are people searching for that relates to you and your channel? So you may want to create content specifically to pull people in that are searching. So if you're, you know, once again, if you're a cooking channel, you know, maybe it's like how to, you know, preheat an oven, how to butter a pan, how to season this, how to, you know, make this. And that could also be your hub content too. You know, you could package it up as a hub series, but basically how are you going to kind of, it's a great way to kind of go fishing for an audience, and it'll work for you. You know, for a long time and pulling people in. And that Hero Hub Help, I think, is really great in terms of kind of prioritizing what content to put an effort into, how to program your content, and you know, ideally make the whole thing somewhat sustainable.
Now, once someone actually creates that kind, let's say a great video that fits into those categories, is there any issue to then re-leverage it on Instagram? I mean, obviously, there needs to be under a minute, or on LinkedIn. Is there any issues with that, or would you encourage that or discourage that?
Well, I think, you know, you want to differentiate the channels so that it's not the same content everywhere, because then, you know, there's no incentive to follow you, you know, on Twitter if it's the exact same thing you're posting on Instagram and it's the exact same thing you're posting on YouTube. That said, using it as a teaser to drive people over, I think, is a great tactic.
Gotcha. So you would actually, let's say for LinkedIn, have the teaser and then it, but it really pulls it off of the YouTube channel.
Yeah, I mean, you could even do a video saying, "Hey, I'm, hey guys, you know, thanks for following me on LinkedIn. On YouTube, I've got, you know, X, Y, and Z content. You know, it's amazing because of these reasons. You should go click on the link and check it out." Or you know, show a little teaser and say, "Click on the link and check it out." You know, these strategies are great in terms of cross-pollinating your audience.
My guest this evening is Brendan Gahan, founder and executive VP at Epic Signal. We're going to take a break, but before we do, just want to let the listeners know our giveaway this week is the book Sales Differentiation, 19 Powerful Strategies to Win More Deals at the Prices You Want by Lee Souls, a recent guest here on Mind Your Business. It's going to go to one lucky listener. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win it. And that also reminds me, give a shout out to Kristen Tsamoudakis. I believe I got it right. I certainly hope I did. Kristen, certainly you could reach out to me in case I didn't. I apologize. She won 4 signed books by Stephen Gaffney. Woohoo. Congrats. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you for joining me. In case you're just tuning in now, no worries, this entire episode will be up by Tuesday morning on the website that has the platform that has every single guest that we've ever had on the show, mybradio.com, mybradio.com. That is the platform for the show, and that's where you hear the entire interview that I'm wrapping up soon in a couple of minutes with Brendan Gahan, founder and executive VP of Epic Signal. Brendan, thank you again for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Yeah, pumped to be here.
Okay, thank you. Well, let's just, before we go on to something else, and I do want to ask you about best practices for influencers and, you know, some other areas from your vantage point, but let's just still hold on to YouTube for another minute or two.
Sure.
You know, we know that there are set algorithms, I guess is really the right way of putting it, that YouTube and really every social media channel has on how they promote the content that's going up, and especially how they promote organic content. Any tips on how to get something, before we get to paid, but how to get a particular video episode on YouTube to get some type of traction before we even get to paid?
Yeah, let's see. Before even getting to paid, I think one of the things on YouTube in particular that is often overlooked is a lot of the basics. So, you know, titles, tags, descriptions, thumbnails, these are the things that are going to help YouTube know how to index the content. So when people are searching, you can make it more discoverable. So, you know, with the title, for example, think about it, you know, on mobile, I believe only 50 characters are going to show up. So you want to have a title that is short and to the point that's going to grab somebody's attention. If you've got a celebrity in your video, you probably want to name that celebrity first because that's something that's going to draw people in. You know, maybe you ask a provocative question so people will want to watch and see the answer. You know, in terms of thumbnails, one thing, you know, studies have shown time and time again is one of the things that gets people to click on more than anything else is a close-up of a face and a person's mouth just a little bit open. I think subconsciously people want to click and see what that person is going to say. Regardless, you want to have something that's very simple and easy to see. And keep in mind that, you know, not everybody's going to be on their desktop. I think something like 50% of all viewers of YouTube, I mean, it's probably more now, are on mobile. So a thumbnail is going to be tiny. You want it to be very simple and clear. So the fewer things you have in there, the better. The descriptions, you want to have something very clear, something specific about the video. Tags, kind of the exact same thing, so that as YouTube is indexing, it knows kind of what to, you know, have you pop up for in search. And you don't want to, you know, clickbait people because YouTube sees, you know, what watch time is. And if people click on something, you know, maybe the title is, if the title is misleading and, you know, people are clicking on it and then bouncing because it's not what the title promised, YouTube is going to notice that and they're going to, you know, deprioritize it within the algorithm. So you want to kind of deliver on the promise of the video. And you can look all this stuff up. You know, YouTube has a brand playbook and a YouTube creator playbook, you know, two PDFs out there that are great, great resources and provide a lot of best practices. So I think those are some things that can help. And then, you know, if you are part of any online communities, you know of communities that are, you know, the content is relevant for, you know, obviously share it, get other people to watch it that, you know, might find it relevant as well.
And you also addressed a, you know, a really important point about clickbait. We know that, you know, so many people, you know, try to play that game, but you're pointing out so clearly that, you know, at some point it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not... I mean, at this point, it's not even worth attempting. Just don't try. Play it straight, you know, and, you know, if your content is good and you're getting it in front of the people that are going to find it relevant, it will, over time, do well.
Mm. All right, so now just going to the second point, do you recommend putting some dollars behind it? I know earlier in the show you had, so I guess basically what's your strategy on when to do it and kind of how to play that game and, you know, putting some dollars behind the video?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, paid in general is incredibly important and plays a key role with advertising. I mean, you know, both Facebook and YouTube have great ad platforms. You can target your content for the exact, you know, for more or less the exact person you want. So, you know, why wouldn't you pay, you know, a few cents a view to get your content in front of the person you want it to versus, I mean, you spent all this money and time in production.
Right.
Why just throw it out there? You know, post and pray does not work.
Post
not anymore, that's for sure. So, you know, leverage these platforms. I mean, they are incredible. The targeting ability, you know, it's just insane. It's fun to kind of mess around and, like, you know, I'm less well-versed in this stuff than I used to be, but, you know, sometimes it's fun to go mess around with, like, the Facebook ad dashboard. It's crazy how granular you can be. And YouTube as well, it's, you know, not quite to the same level of granularity, but pretty far. And so, you know, if you're a brand, you've got a business. Take advantage of that.
Got it. We have only around 5 minutes left, and I have two key questions. My last one is going to be, a final takeaway. But before we get to that, perhaps you could share some best practices regarding influencer marketing, because we know how wide that is, and there's so many influencers, and there are new ones that pop up every day, every hour, every minute, every second. What are some best practices regarding influencer marketing?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's good to break it down into really three key phases. One is kind of the identification process. The other is, onboarding and influencers. And then the other is, activating them. And in the identification process, you want to focus on relevancy. Bigger isn't better. Relevant is better. So much in the same way, it's great to leverage these ad platforms. It's great to leverage influencers that are speaking directly to your audience. So really zero in, know your audience, and then the influencers speaking to them, and try and find those that are have the hardcore fan bases. You don't need to have somebody massive to be impactful. So focus on that relevancy, and it's good to kind of develop a criteria in advance. Who's your target? What's the demographic? What are their interests? Where are they? How old are they? All these things, and then back into the appropriate influencers as a result. Mm. The other thing is in the onboarding process. So many brands other people in the space, the way I see them do it is, there are like literally platforms where, briefs are just being posted and influencers can opt in. I really encourage you to develop a human connection, ideally in person, do some sort of immersion, kind of educate and entertain the influencers so that they're actually genuinely excited and there is a bond there. And, they want to do right by you because they know you as a human being. Don't just send a brief across an email because then you're just an email. You're not a person. And try and give them some sort of exclusive experience that they can then go back and take to their audience. That goes a long way. And then lastly, in terms of kind of activating the influencers, so much of this space is very, focused on the short term, doing a single post, doing a single video. The problem there is ultimately it dilutes everybody's credibility. If an influencer is doing this full time, odds are another brand is going to come along at some point down the line and wants to work with them as well. Now, if you don't have some sort of exclusivity with them, you're not working with them on an ongoing basis, this is their job. This is their livelihood. It's very likely they will end up working with competitors, and that's not great. So I think you want to work with influencers on an ongoing basis. And I alluded to, where would Nike be without Jordan earlier? And I think in a lot of ways you want to think about it in the same way. You don't see Nike paying basketball players or athletes to wear their shoes for one game and then let, Adidas swoop in and pay them to wear them in another game. These guys establish ongoing relationships. They're doing commercials. They're doing appearances. They're in out-of-home. They're in digital. And we like to do all the same things with digital influencers, work with them on an ongoing basis, integrate them into all aspects of the campaign. Like, we've literally had influencers integrated into Super Bowl commercials that we were working on. Appear in out-of-home, appear in digital. And that way, they're so much more involved. They're so much more invested. And also, we're working with them on an ongoing basis. We see what works while we kind of make little tweaks along the way. So that's really kind of my top line, kind of approach and my recommendations for anyone looking to do influencer marketing.
So you would say, just to squeeze this in, that it is important that a brand has a relationship, a particular relationship with an influencer, and perhaps even wires into the contract that they, that they cannot associate with a competitive brand.
Well, yeah, I would say that, along with that, that they should, if that's their expectation, they should be equally committed to the influencer. Right. So I'm a big fan of these kind of endorsement style contracts with influencers.
Gotcha.
Wherever possible.
Well, Brendan, we're just about out of time, but before we end off, just have to tap into your great experience and talent. What final takeaways could you share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Yeah, I mean, this might be a little bit of a generic one, but sometimes I ask myself, you know, what's the worst that can happen? You know, I take calculated risks, and I would encourage other people in creative space to do the same. You know, oftentimes I don't necessarily know exactly how I'm going to accomplish something, but, you know, it's within the realm of possibility, so I sign up for it, and then I'll figure it out along the way. And that's really how you challenge yourself. That's how you grow. And it's something that I think I need to do more of myself.
Brendan, what a great show. Folks, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. In case you missed it, again by Tuesday morning, it will be up at mybradio.com. Well, tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.